The game being over, it appears that the Redskins get the fifth down.
And the cat is elusive. He's walking. He's walking to the three. He's at the two. Fielding the cat runs into the end zone. That is a touchdown.
Snap, placement, kicked by Hartley. And it is. It is good. It's good. It's good. Pigs have flown. Hell is frozen over. The Saints are on their way to the Super Bowl.
All right, everyone. Welcome back to the Fifth Down. We know it's been a few weeks since we've been here. So in case you don't remember, I'm the captain.
I'm Tootsie.
All right, guys. We're back because some news broke. Maybe it was going to be Deshaun before this, but Baker Mayfield is now a Carolina Panther. So in case you're not familiar with it, the Browns traded him to the Panthers for a let's get this right. They have to pay $10 million of his salary, and they get a conditional fifth round pick, which can end up being a fourth round pick. And now the Panthers currently have two of the top three quarterbacks drafted in the 2017 draft.
Yeah.
So our 2018 draft, whenever that took place, I think it was 2018. Who would have thought that the Panthers ended up with that kind of talent on their team?
I mean, it's just, we'll see. Personally, I think this is, we were talking about this before the show, and I want to compare it to Jake DeLome. I think Mayfield can go there and have success, and I think he's a better quarterback than Jake DeLome was. So
yeah, definitely. I feel like Baker can succeed here. He's away from the crap soup that is the Cleveland organization, away from ownership, away from, well, he's not away from a hack coach, because I think Matt Rhule is just another hack. But I think Kevin Stefanski, who I gave great praise to in 2020,
I'll keep giving him great praise. The guy's a great coach.
I don't feel that way after this last season. I feel like the injury to Baker, I know it was not his throwing shoulder, but it's still a shoulder injury, non-throwing, non-dominant, and then an ankle injury, and you still let him play. You should have coached it up and not had him play, maybe sit out a few weeks so he can heal a little bit and come back on, and then you possibly can make the playoffs at this point. Or if you're going to play Baker in this situation, you run the offense through Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt, who you have two fantastic running backs on your team, and you didn't do any of that. Instead, you use Baker Mayfield as a scapegoat to blame all the problems on that took place.
Yeah, it just didn't...
We're not... I mean, I'm not saying, Thane, that...
This is true.
It's going to be this year, but I mean, you know, they're in a position to where I agree with you. They are now going to win six games. I think they had three previously with Sam Darnold or Matt Corral as their quarterback. I think now, they upped their stock.
He comes in with Christian McCaffrey to catch the ball in the backfield.
If he
DJ
can stay
Moore,
healthy.
Robbie Anderson, and Terrence Marshall. Okay, those aren't great receivers, but they're not bad.
No, he has actually a pretty decent receiving core. It's everything else that's going on. I mean, they're just not a good team right now, and they've gone through
a lot of
downs in the last few seasons, and that's where we're at right now, right? So you had the fall of Cam Newton, and then you release Cam Newton to bring in Sam Darnold, and you had two seasons of Sam Darnold that didn't work out, and then you have. Now you have Baker Mayfield, who I think can put this team on the proper trajectory to succeed, which can give them something in the future. But it's definitely not going to be this season.
No, and I mean, look, they're rebuilding that defense. Shaq Thompson,
losing Luke Kuechly a few years back to him, just retiring for his
But look,
for his health,
Jeremy
he did the right thing.
They got Jeremy Chinn. They bring in Xavier Woods. I mean, you've got a defense that can give you enough. And it's just, you know, again, this is Carolina, one of the teams I thought didn't really get better in the offseason, getting better. So
right. I think Carolina's first big problem was once everything started going downhill. Yeah, he was out for most of the season last year.
Yeah, so, he was.
Yeah, J.C. Horn coming back will definitely improve their defense. But I think they had a knee-jerk reaction to a downturn, and they went ahead and they fired a good coach in Ron Rivera, you know, who did a lot with this team, and they brought in Matt Rhule, who just has not produced anything in the last 2 years, who starts this season on the hot seat. So,
yeah.
You know, they go through some tough times at the beginning. He'll be fired by week six, week seven, if things aren't playing out the right way.
Yeah, I think he's on the hot seat. I mean, there's, of course, then again, you never know. Every year is just God knows. But when you look at the division, I mean, you know, it's, I hate to say it, but it's, you know, it's us in Tampa and the Falcons, you know, they're the worst team as far as coming out of the free agency, out of the draft. I just think they, you know, losing Russell Gage for the year. Who was it? Was it Gage who was gambling? I forget.
Oh, no. That was the receiver.
Yeah.
I can't think of his name right now, but honestly, the NFC South is Tampa's to lose. I think the Saints have a good chance of doing it. Calvin Ridley. I think the Saints have a good chance of taking the division, but that depends on what happens between the games between the Saints and
the Bucks.
The Bucks.
Yeah, I'm just not putting too much stock into the NFC South this year.
Not just you, man. Everybody who's a Saints fan, it feels the same way about this.
I mean, I wanted it to be a better division this year, and I guess they could be, DZ. I honestly think so. Yeah. It's still nice to beat them when they're good, though. I prefer to beat a team when they're good.
I'll take a win from the Falcons whenever possible. So, like I've stated several times to you guys live here, I don't like the Falcons at all. So anytime that they can end up being the worst team in the league, it definitely does make me happy. The Panthers have the opportunity now, like I said, to build on something. Is Baker Mayfield their future quarterback, their new franchise quarterback of the week? That remains to be seen. I mean, he does have his issues. He is a little loose with the ball, but so is Brett Favre. You know, his decision making is not the best. You know, and you can go down and you can find quarterbacks in the top of all time and say the same thing about them. You know, they make bad decisions sometimes, and you know, can he recoup from that? And I think a lot of the problems the Browns had the last season, you know, was that they just made Baker their scapegoat and they took everything and they blamed it on him no matter what. You know, the videos coming out from Odell Beckham's dad didn't help out in this situation, and it kind of made everything worse.
Yeah. Look, he's going to have a fresh start. He's going to have a chance to land on his feet. And, you know, I'm kind of surprised that he, you know, here's Jimmy G too, still just chilling in the background. Mm-hmm. He could end up somewhere now. Now that Mayfield is off the table and Cleveland's off the table, so
The last thing that I heard was that you're possibly looking at Jimmy Garoppolo being traded to Cleveland at this point. What does Cleveland actually have to give up for him?
A lot.
Who knows? They don't have a lot
more than they have. Yeah, I'm about to say more than they have.
I think Jimmy G would do good there, but I mean, how does that benefit him for going to that team? You know, might get one season out of him. You might get six games out of him, but what does that benefit you that as soon as Deshaun Watson comes back, that you're done? You know, how does that benefit you as a quarterback?
And I mean, look, he's down 20 of the 24 suits have been settled. Okay, so
yeah, there's rumors going around.
Now there's this arbitration that's happening, and we don't know what's going to happen with this. I think they're trying to make the case that, oh, well, he was out all year last year. Well, like, well, wait.
Yeah, but that was voluntary.
That was his own. Yeah, that was his own choice.
Yeah, that wasn't team imposed. That was voluntary. So, I mean, that would be like me skipping out of work for a year and then be like, you know, oh, I want to come back. And they're like, no, you're suspended for a year. But no, I just sat out for a year. Same thing. You did that on your own. You know, the penalty that's going to come along to it is yet to be known. It's an arbitration. They're figuring that out now, the length of his suspension. The NFL has kind of backtracked on this indefinite suspension thing, but that still doesn't mean he won't be out for a year.
At least half the year.
Yeah, if it's not 8 games, 9 games, then I don't know what grounds the NFL has to suspend anybody else. Because, I mean, it's a direct violation of the player conduct code. And that's the main thing he has going on against him. Because the suits, yes, they're not legal issues anymore. They are, you know, civil. I get that. But it is directly, you know, down
image
to...
of the, yeah, image of the league.
Yeah. Yes. Yes, Dane. Let's see. Put that up there. Yes. The Browns do have to pay Baker about $525,000 to play against them week one. Because they, once again, they did agree to take over $10 million of his contract for the next season. So yes, they will be paying him to play against him. So, I find that to be rather hilarious. And, you know, it just goes more into the Browns being the Browns, right? I mean, they were the laughingstock of the league for years. Then they brought in this little kid out of Oklahoma, and he won them some games. He got him into the playoffs, took him one game away from the Super Bowl. And then a year later, they throw him out like yesterday's garbage, you know, and I don't feel like they did him any justice at all. I'm not saying he's the greatest quarterback in the world. I'm just saying that if we didn't get Jameis Winston back for us this season, I would not have been hurt if Baker Mayfield was taking snaps behind the Saints offensive line right now.
Absolutely not. That would have been just fine. Just fine with me.
You know, it's funny that I go into a lot of different forums and things like that, just kind of looking at things. And I've been into a lot of Brown forums lately. And the main thing that they're saying is, oh, Deshaun's not going to be suspended at all. It's funny to me that people's morals get thrown out whenever it has to deal with your own team, you know, and it's like they don't see anything that Deshaun did as wrong, you know, because he's part of their team now. But if just say he got traded to the Steelers, that whole Browns organization would be up in arms about, you know, he needs to be sat out for the season or not allowed to play anymore. You know, it's just funny that people's morals just go out.
Yep. Is Watson the best thing?
Yes, he is. Like, after all this foolishness.
Yeah.
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 You know, I was kind of on the fence about the thing, and I figured the Saints were doing their homework. I hope they did better homework.
Cleveland did not do their homework.
Cleveland.
They didn't do their homework.
I feel like Cleveland was just like, we're going to write this number down, and it's guaranteed, and here's what we offer. You know, and they took it, you know. So, I mean, it's the most Cleveland thing you can do in sports, you know, except let, you know, LeBron.
So, where does this put Carolina? Like, do you think this gets them past 7 wins?
6 or 7. I don't think it goes up any more than there. Oh, I'm not saying I wouldn't have either. I'd probably be on those same exact forums saying what he did was not wrong and it's not that bad. But I mean, look, I'm glad we are where we are at the Saints organization, because we didn't have to, you know, hawk our future for a guy that may not play this season at all, you know, and that's, you know, like I said before, we've seen this happen to the Saints organization with Ricky Williams, where we traded away two seasons full worth of draft picks And that's basically what the Browns did to the Texans. And now
and all we got was a Sports Illustrated cover and their dress.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was definitely a dirty feeling going out, like saying, reading what it was and what he was doing. I was like, this isn't good.
Yeah,
this guy isn't going to get any better in New Orleans. It is not like it's a less tempting city than
Houston. I mean, honestly, if that's his game, Cleveland's probably the best place for him. You know, it may not be as enticing.
I mean, every city has massage parlors, dude.
Yeah, but I mean, it's the quality of the masseuse. I'm glad we didn't get him. I'm glad we're where we're at as a Saints organization. I like Dennis Allen as our coach. I like Jameis Winston as our starting quarterback. You know, only thing I could wish better right now would be an answer to what's happening with. I'm not going to answer that. only thing I'm glad, is with Kamara. Is Kamara going to be, you know, when is he going to suit up for us? When's his suspension going to take place? And what's going to happen with that? I wish we knew more, but we don't.
Everything is hinging on this. Deshaun Watson thing. And I mean, that's the whole thing. So let's shift gears a little bit because I want to talk about this. Terry McLaurin over in Washington, the Commanders, Cobra, has signed his extension since we last talked. 3 years, $71 million, $28 million signing bonus. I mean, this guy is a franchise receiver. And I'm glad to see him get paid. He's definitely one of the guys that deserves it.
The problem with Terry McLaurin in the Commanders is it's the Commanders. They have not done a lot to improve their situation when it comes down to quarterback play. Carson Wentz is better than Taylor Heineke, but you didn't really improve your station there. You made yourself just a little bit better. And that team has the opportunity to.
And I mean, look, they got Antonio Gibson.
Be a lot better.
You got an elite young running back. You know, Curtis Samuel's not a bad number two as far as receiver. Logan Thomas did a pretty decent job last year on a tight end spot. I mean, their defense is very nice.
I would love Terry McLaurin with a different quarterback, more with a better quarterback. So.
Yep.
I mean, that's how I feel about that one. I feel like he needs a better QB to be there.
So, I mean, where are you drafting him in fantasy? Wide receiver one or wide receiver two?
I honestly don't know. I haven't really even played around with that yet. We were kind of talking about, you and I were kind of talking about getting in there and do a little fantasy update, players available kind of thing in the near future. But, I haven't done any homework yet. I normally don't pay attention to fantasy until preseason game starts. So, you know, kind of give you an idea who's looking good and who's looking what, you know, kind of get some anything going on outside of there.
And now they I saw this on Outkick today. Hold on, let me share this. Looks like they're going to try to get him to testify on Capitol Hill. I mean, here's the thing with Snyder, right? It all comes back to this toxic workplace, sexual harassment.
Is this about the emails?
This is all it's been about. Honestly, it's just they're trying to get Snyder out as an owner. It's very clear that it's Snyder versus some of the other owners, and they want him out. For whatever reason, and I mean, look, when you're Dan Snyder, you've been in the league for this long, you know things, and when you know things, you're not going to get kicked out of your football club.
Yeah, but you do get fired from the Raiders. So,
I cannot deal with the whole John Gruden thing, because it's just.
Yeah. Well, I mean, think about how our season went last year once the dome caught on fire. So, I mean,
right?
You know, think about those things. But yeah, it's all about it. I mean, we're closing in on training camps. They're about to take off at the end of this month, right at the beginning of August. So, we'll have a lot more to talk. We'll have a lot more to talk about that once those kick off. We will come back to you as soon as we hear anything about Deshaun. We just wanted to come back on. We tried to come back on last night. Just things didn't work out between the two of us. Life, as two guys are still trying to make a living, because you guys won't like, share, and subscribe and share this with your friends so we can get a lot of, a lot more listeners, and so we can
we still have more viewers than CNN Plus, so there's that.
That's pretty pathetic. Like, share, subscribe, tell your friends, find us on the majors, Spotify, Google, Apple. If you don't want to look at our faces, I don't blame you on that.
As soon as I have the time to actually get all the freaking stuff up, we'll have a website up soon and try to consolidate and relaunch the Enemy podcast as well. So,
biggest position of weakness for the Saints this year. I will answer this real quick in two words, I guess. I'm going to go with running back. And that's because of the Alvin Kamara suspension looming. What's going to happen with that? We don't know. We really need to have someone in place ready to take over those snaps once he does go down. I wish the league would jump on it now instead of waiting, but we'll probably get that suspension in between weeks 5 and 13, because that's going to be when it's going to hurt us the most.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go with offensive line.
That's my second position. Yeah,
it's not that I don't think we have the talent there. I think some of these new guys, but the question is, are they ready? Are the young guys ready to step in? And that's always the question. That's always the issue. I mean, can Trevor Penning come right in? Is Cesar Ruiz ready?
Cesar Ruiz has had a year?
Yeah.
In the offense now. And I know a lot of people, it's not the same offense because we don't have Sean Payton, but blah, 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 blah. We still have Pete Carmichael. So it's pretty much the same offense. Not a lot is going to change in that situation. So, like I said, that's another option right here. To me, it's either between running back or offensive line. And I think our offensive line is in a little better position than our running back room because of Alvin Kamara. We rely on him a lot in the sharp passing game out backfield. Mm-hmm. We don't have that option. Maybe we can use Taysom as some kind of replacement to that.
We'll see.
The new kid out there.
We'll see if Tony Jones can. We
still have Mark Ingram. What's his health going to be like? So, we still have a few different options, something we're not used to seeing.
But we're going to have to be, 4 to 6 weeks? No Kamara?
Yeah. I don't see where it's less than 4 weeks. Troutman started coming around towards the end of the season last year. Taysom has taken more snaps in the tight end room this year. That's going to be his main area of focus. It's not like they're not addressing it. I don't really think about tight end like that. I think of it as another passing. The way the Saints have used the tight end in the past. It's more like an extra wide receiver out on the field. So, kind of just bump a lineman and then go out for a pass. So if Taysom can do that, then, that's what it is. But it's hard for us to sit back and say that our offense is going to be our weakest position, but it really will. It's not something we're used to with this team, but the offense as an overall is going to be our weaker position out of the, you know, out of the main three here. But our defense is going to give us a lot of room to overcome those sharp balls of our offense.
So much room. My God.
And I don't believe that's going to happen at all.
Jarvis needs to stay where he's at in the slot and just do his thing, man. Get him in that X spot.
Yeah. I mean, our defense is going to keep us in this thing. And that's why I have the Saints wild card position, possibly winning the division. I mean, I know we're the underdog, we're a lot of the big talking heads in the league right now, but I have us falling wild card spot with the chance of taking the division. And like I said, that just depends on how the head-to-head matchup lines up between Tampa and the Saints. We've had their number, but
season.
Week 5 through 13. That shit is brutal.
It's brutal. And I mean, you could honestly start with week 4 in Minnesota and going all the way through the Tampa game in week 13. I mean, there's not an easy game.
No, that's a on brutal, that schedule.
There's not
stretch.
An easy game. There's not a single, every one of these teams is playoff contender. And you have 1, 2, 3 teams that made the Super Bowl in the last 2 years.
Yeah, you got a lot going on. That's like I said, that's the murderer's row of schedule right there. That puts that to me one of the most difficult schedules.
This is reminiscent of 2008-2009 season.
Well, I mean, we'll see. I'm not getting my hopes up for a Super Bowl run, but I mean, like I said, I could see us falling into that wild card position. And the reason I have us in that definite wild card position, and I'm not straying from that at all, is just because of the ability of the NFC conference as a whole right now. I just don't see it as a very strong conference, and I see the Saints being able to take advantage of that, especially with, like Thane already said, you know, top three defense. We definitely have that coming in, and it's only gotten better. You know, and Tyrann Mathieu, why can't I think of his name right now from the Jets? Marcus May, you know, with the Jets. You know, yes, we lost two safeties, but we replaced them with equal or if not better. Yeah. So, I mean, that's definitely a positive for us. I just our defense is going to be what we're going to hold on to. And it's not something we're used to, you know, we're used to offense. So we'll have some low scoring games, but, you know, they'll be more intense, I guess. I hope.
Yeah, should be fun. Yeah. All right, guys. Well, I think that's going to do it, unless you got anything else, Gavin.
No, I'm good right now. Like I said, we do plan on coming to you with some fantasy predictions. We're going to do maybe top 5 players of the positions. See what's going on.
I think it's going to be – we're going to have some fun. We'll have some fantasy stuff this year. We're going to do – since FanDuel is not legal, we'll do it this year, I think. And then you and I can just do – we'll do it head-to-head on FanDuel so we can actually post our points.
Yeah, we'll see about that.
It's going to be fun. We're going to have fun.
You know, we'll definitely bet our picks. You know, how we did the 4 picks last year. We'll do that as a parlay, just to see who can win more money by the end of the year. So, Davenport, right now the report is that he is healthy. You know, he got part of a finger removed and stuff like that. So, hopefully that helps him get better. But Davenport will be a big part of the Saints. And, you know, like I said, we'll be back with you hopefully maybe next week. We'll try to come up with something unless the Deshaun Watson comes in sooner. If not, you know, it is what it is. We'll see you next week.
Yep. Night, everybody.
All right, guys. Deuces.